Southern FM. The sounds of the Bayside.
The Hubble Space Telescope is 30 years old. The Space Show is marking the birthday with a series of programs. Welcome to Program 8.
Sometimes your on-sight is limited, and some distant things seem to be invisible. But when there opens up a window to this world of unseen things, you can see the endless beauty beyond Earth that surrounds all of us in every single second of our life. Some observe it, some explore it, and some even find inspiration from it. In space, we are not alone.
The Hubble Space Telescope has been orbiting the Earth for 30 years. Welcome to Program 8, celebrating this anniversary. This evening, we again turn our attention to the cultural effects of the Hubble as expressed in song and poetry. Our reader of poems is Sandra Spencer, who hosts the TechLoad program here on Southern FM.
By Walter Horton. In awesome fear the nations watched a comet with no tail. Alas, the army of the Lamb in ships of judgment sail, hurtling through time and space, much brighter than the sun. Time is no more, an angel cried. The day of the Lord has come. The earth will tremble, shake, and shudder in rivers of blood and stubble. It is written, every eye shall see, perhaps through the lens of Hubble.
Thank you, Sandra. And we're going to be reading more poetry during the show.
Hubble, hazy tidal bridge with hot and bright newborn stars, has lopsided structure highly warped from the plane. How this spiral pattern hauls swaths of blue jewel stars hitched to galactic disks.
Johns Hopkins University has a physics department, and their physics and astronomy students have sung a song about the Hubble.
Christmas news of baby stars, supernovae,
Yes, the students from Johns Hopkins University. Well, let's go back to some more poetry.
Before the Big Bang, news from the Hubble Large Telescope by Jonathan Voss Post. The astronomer was red-eyed, pale, his face was grey with stubble. He was 13 on a sliding scale of 1 to 10 in trouble. "Is physics just a fairy tale?" he asked, and then began to wail. "Why did we seek the Holy Grail? Why did we launch the Hubble?" "The launch was good. Relax, exhale. The data systems did not fail. We peered beyond the cosmic veil, the anti-cosmic double. To back before the quarks prevail, we digitized every dark detail, but it was all to no avail. It burst our pretty bubble." "What did you see?" I asked. "Before beginnings, Big Bang lights. I reviews and interviews. I edit and I writes. Before the start of time, before the universe's birth, well, what did the Hubble show? 10 billion years before the Earth." He told me. Now I writes no more. I drinks a bit. I edits. "Right before the beginning," he said, "is when they roll the credits."
And now we have James Newcomb from 2015, an ode to Hubble.
When we look up to the heavens, it is with some dismay. There's clouds and atmospheric haze all getting in the way. So we put you into orbit above the pale blue. The sky more clearly so that we can see it too. I send my message out there in the hope that you will hear. Hubble, I love you. You've opened up our minds to the mysteries of out there in the hope that you will know. Hubble, I'm humbled by everything you do. You taught us all so much, and we owe so much to you. With 25 years service, you're aging rather well. I hope you run for
Hubble Bubble by Harley White. There's a bubble vividly alive, in colour, image spectacular called NGC 7635 in astronomers' vernacular. Emissions flowing from massive star which radiate glowing gassy gloss, sculpt the nebula bubble afar that's already 10 light-years across. Known to lie in Cassiopeia, it's growing fast in the heaven's vault, yet there will be a peripeteia when this swelling is called to a halt. Due to molecular cloud immense, depicted on top and to the left, which close to the centre gets too dense for the stellar wind of force bereft. To keep on inflating it bigger, at 62,000 miles per hour, its current incredible vigour, as the windiness loses power. Of the brilliant young star at its heart, oh, what a beautiful cosmic scene, Hubble captured in a state of the art of that gorgeous globe with bluish sheen. Such an ethereal seeming sphere evokes a vision of planet Earth, like a bubble of foam shown crystal clear, where we mortals play out death and birth.
The chromatics have long been a favourite here on the Space Show. They are a bunch of scientists who do sort of astro cappella, and this particular version is HST Bop. Yes, the HST Bop.
There's a poster on my wall about your field so deep. A telescope in space studies cosmic mysteries, from nearby planets to distant galaxies. HST. Do you want to see the things that no one else has seen? Well, then come and take a look through our time machine. Hey, theorists, say some holes in space are black, where light goes in but never does come back. HST. Bow, 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 bow. Black holes, spheres, and quasars. Round dwarfs, giants, and pulsars. Fornax, the Virgo cluster. Supernova, baby star. Coas, nuclear X-tail. Hail, bop, ion, and dust tail. Co-star, correct in your vision.
HST is the Hubble Space Telescope, NASA's premier space astrophysics mission, observing the visible, ultraviolet, and infrared wavelengths. Launched into low Earth orbit by the space shuttle in 1990, it has been serviced 5 times by astronauts on daring shuttle missions to ensure its continued legacy of breathtaking discovery for years to come.
Do you want to touch the edges of both space and time? Do you want to know the origin of your world and mine? Well, then find your library or CPU. Switch on your TV, ask your teachers to. HST. Bow, 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 bow. Black holes. Spheres and quasars, round dwarfs, giants and pulsars, Fornax, the Virgo cluster, exoplanet, Martian storm, nailed down the Hubble constant, redshift measures the distance, so find out what you've been missing. HST. Do 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 do.
From Sandringham to South Yarra, you're listening to Southern FM.
And this is the Space Show. This evening, having a look at some of the cultural effects of the Hubble Space Telescope, as expressed in song and poetry. Speaking of which, here's Sandra again.
Hubble's spectrograph slices time by Terence George Craddock. Park dugout canoe, leave trees standing, knowledge is growing. Through Hubble telescope viewing, invisible universe, backbone mapping, list astounding revelations, exciting. Multi-wavelength, colourful pictures, newly revealed, far-flung galaxies, densely packed, dust star clusters, biblical, eerie, pillar of creation, beautiful butterfly, bug, nebula, birth of planets around alien stars, probing composition structures of atmospheres on other worlds, galaxies, star clusters, studied objects. Hubble imaging across wide slices of space electromagnetic spectrum from ultraviolet to near-infrared light. Spectrograph slices across billions of light years to map filamentary structure of accelerated universe, to trace distribution of elements fundamental to life possibilities, reveals never before seen infant galaxies that once existed when the universe was less than 500 million years old. Astronomers with ambitious star plans use Hubble to make deepest ever portrait universe in near-infrared light. Hubble is significantly more well-equipped to explore, probe further, characterize the behavior of mystery, dark energy, mysterious, little understood, repulsive force that is pushing our universe further apart at an ever-faster increasing rate. Mysteries, great cosmic mysteries, await solutions.
The impact of the Hubble Space Telescope is worldwide, and what more proof could I offer than this song by Mutaka and the Command Band? And they sang this in 2013. And they come from Brazil, where, of course, the language is Portuguese. Thank you. wonderful sounds of Brazil, Mitaka and the Command Band from 2013. Well, here's Sandra with her final reading this evening.
The Hubble Telescope has turned 20 years old today, by Joe Rosachaki. It's a far cry from Galileo's telescope in the Renaissance era. This spatial observatory has presented mankind with view of God in a way the magnificent telescope has produced a veritas equatus vera. In some sort, the billions and billions that was once stated by Carl Sagan, the cosmos. It is far cry from a geocentric universe. Our sun is but a nanospeck in a sea in time and space, and we are, individually, a nanospeck to the 6.5 times power of 10, the ninth power, on a speck, that which is Earth, that is in orbit, around a blazing fusion of hydrogen turning into helium and its rays of the electromagnetic spectrum, the gamma rays, X-rays, ultraviolet, and angstroms of light, there is little to disguise, which we perceive on our skin and our eyes. But Hubble has better eyes, infrared, ultraviolet, and microwaves. The Hubble telescope has seen back into time. In a way, it's a time machine. The way it behaves, dark matter, black holes, event, horizons, to name but a few. The Flat Earth Society, who? The birth and death of stars. No, not in Hollywood or Bollywood. Seeing planets from far away, million of light years away. Not scenes of Mars, but scenes of planetary movements that were lost in a shroud of atmospheric obscurity. Edwin, you and your Monica telescope have made us proud.
That was Sandra Spencer, and I do encourage you to listen to her program, Tech Load, here after the 6 o'clock news every Wednesday evening. Well, we're going to wind the clock back 5 years this time, yes, just 5 years, and we're going to hear from a group called Skunk Bear.
T-minus 10, go for main engine start. We are go for main engine start. T-minus 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery with the Hubble Space Telescope.
Mission Control, Houston.
Right. I'll start with the bad news. Telescopes on Earth have bad views, cause light gets distorted by the air and we end up with images of space that we can't use. So we put a telescope up above the sky, 350 miles high, 43 feet long, 14 wide. We named it after Edwin, that's this guy.
That's a telescope they're installing. It's in orbit, and that's why Hubble can see. It can tell telescopically how to build new galaxies and the rate at which they recede. That's what Hubble can see.
When the pics came back, they were kind of blurred. Didn't take them long to figure out what had occurred. Turns out the main mirror wasn't shaped right, and so the Hubble couldn't focus on the starlight. So in 93, they went up in a shuttle, brought some spectacles to help out Hubble. Five spacewalks, a couple new arrays, and then they could see deep space.
Woo! I'm talking about stellar nurseries. Some narrow galaxy. Ooh. Ocarina Crab.
That's what Hubble can see.
NGC 3603.
Hubble, you can see so far.
You can see so far.
With your Cassegrain reflector and your co-star. Cost billions to make you. But it might be worth it for the space view.
Hubble can see. Don't you think that space is enthralling?
Oh, yeah.
You can't ignore it. And that's what Hubble can see. You can tell telescopically.
And now on the space show, Ed Ashcroft.
Mm-hmm. He's watching you. He's watching me. He's seeing things you wouldn't believe in. He's watching you. He's watching me. He's seeing things you wouldn't believe. Yeah, you wouldn't believe.
This has been The Space Show with Andrew Rennie, a special celebrating the birthday of the Hubble Space Telescope. We're going to leave you now with a song recorded earlier this year by Rooster. It is, of course, called The Hubble. I'm not afraid to die.